Proverbs 10:25 says, "As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation." Now, this should be understood really with two applications. But the righteous is an everlasting foundation. Number one, you can't count on the wicked who come and go like the whirlwind. But the righteous are the foundation upon which a person, a family, a church, a community, a whole nation, the entire world can rest upon, a sure foundation for society. Or the righteous is an everlasting foundation in the sense that, unlike the wicked who come and go like a whirlwind, the righteous is solid like a rock, unwavering, and not a source of drama, of disruption and discord. That's not to say there are two meanings, but just that the same truth is applied in two ways, according to the context. If we're speaking of the righteous in general, they are the backbone or foundation for a peaceful, orderly society, homes, churches, etc. If we're speaking of the righteous individual, then you're looking at a solid, trustworthy, decent member of society. In other words, when electing people to government, we should look for people who demonstrate a life and agenda that is righteous. They may not be perfect and they may have their flaws, but they support and stand for such things and, generally speaking, demonstrate that. For Americans, it means being biblically sound and constitutional. On the other hand, if you elect people who believe in killing unborn children, censoring free speech that goes against their liberal agenda, confiscating guns, promoting Sodom, etc., then you'll get communism and you'll lose your liberties. But the same thing goes for churches and pastors. Churches have chosen pastors who will tickle their itching ears instead of preachers who will preach righteousness and demonstrate it in their own lives, preach hard against sin and deal honestly with the Bible. The result has been Laodicea. When it comes to choosing friends or choosing a spouse, if you choose someone who is saved and serving the Lord with their whole heart, you will have the love of Christ in both of you, which will produce stability and saneness, a peaceful home that glorifies God. But the righteous is an everlasting foundation. And it's important to remember that without Christ, we have no righteousness, obviously. Romans 3:10 says, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." But with Christ, we then take on his righteousness. Romans 5:19 says, "For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one," that's Jesus, "shall many be made righteous." So it's not anything in and of ourselves, but it's a result of having received Christ. When it comes to the obedience of one, that was Jesus being obedient unto death on the cross. But we're made righteous in a legal sense once we believe and are saved. But our lives are also affected on a daily basis as far as we will surrender to his word and to his will. We'll see righteousness in our own lives. Once we have Christ in our lives, we shouldn't need laws. We shouldn't need officers of the law and threats of penalties and imprisonment. As we read in 1 Timothy 1:9, "Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, etc." It's just a fact. It goes hand in hand. As a nation goes away from God, their need for prisons and law enforcement increases. Now, the righteous man Paul speaks of here in 1 Timothy 1:9 should describe every one of us who are born again children of God. We're to be the foundation of an orderly society. Our lives should exemplify the stability and peace that's taught in Scripture. In that sense, then we can understand Proverbs 10:26 with clarity. "As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation." But you can only be righteous when you receive the righteous Savior, Jesus Christ.